Well, yes, my name is Dora Moreno, and my project is La Alimentación de Tus Hijos, Tu Mejor Inversión, which is healthy living is an investment in your child's future. This is basically an obesity prevention program for Hispanic parents in central Mississippi. This program was component of the residency project I completed as a part of a master's degree at Jackson State. I want to acknowledge Dr. Cannon Smith, who is the co-author of this project. Okay, there are no relationships to disclose at this moment. The learning objectives for this presentation are participants who learn some practical applications of using cultural sensitive approach to childhood obesity prevention in Hispanic populations, and participants will identify risk factors that contribute to childhood overweight and obesity. As we can see, this map shows how the prevalence of overweight has been increased through the years, and how Mississippi have had the higher prevalence during all these years. And now Mississippi is the fattest state in the United States. As we all know, overweight and obese children are at risk of health problems. This epidemic affects minorities disproportionately, with Hispanics having one of the highest incidence for toddlers and male teens. Psychosocial factors, language barriers, low social economic status, low nutritional knowledge make this group more vulnerable and increase their health risk. The hypothesis with the project was that if families increase their nutritional knowledge, then they will make better choices regarding their family health. What we are going to see now is an overview of the theories that it was based, materials, procedure, and results. The overview. Basically, this is an obesity prevention program. This was a pilot program. We had a convenient sample of 12 parents recruited in Canton, Mississippi. This was a three-week program, and during this time, we had three meetings, and all the participants received a parental guide workbook with activities. This program is based on the health belief model. This model is a psychosocial model that attempts to explain and predict health behaviors. This is done by focusing on individual perceptions, modifying factors, and likelihood of actions. The objectives of the program were: create awareness of the problem and how to identify if a person is at risk. Increase knowledge about nutritional and physical activity. And give practical tools and recommendations for the families to maintain a healthy weight. The program had two parts. It had a parental guide and discussion sessions. In the parental guide, we have three parts. The model one had generalities, which include information about obesity, statistics, definition, risk factors, BMI calculation, and classification. The second one was had nutritional information. This information was based on the USDA pyramid and contained information about food groups, portions according to the child age, importance of vitamins, fiber, and whole grains. The third model had tips for parents: is what to do if my child had eat too much junk food and things like that. Also, each model contained activities for the parents and the children to review the information that they have previous study in each model. Complementary information was also included. The procedure. We have two phases. The first one is a need assessment. Preliminary informal interviews with Hispanic parents were made. Then the parental guide were developed based on those interviews. Once the material were finished, they were tested on key informants. Okay. And the second phase is the activities were recruitment of parents for this study, three-week program implementation, analysis and evaluation of the data, and a 3-month follow-up. the program implementation. Participants were recruited at the Sacred Heart Church in Canton, Mississippi. An interest form was distributed after the Spanish Mass, and also there were interest forms were also distributed in other social gatherings. After obtaining or writing informed consent, the appropriate language, participants met for the first session, where the kits were distributed. During these meetings, parents have the opportunity to share their experience, resolve any doubts, and check their progress. There were also a closing ceremony where a gift basket were distributed and certificates. Our study group. We had a convenient sample of 10 parents and 2 parents-to-be. In general, the parents believed they were thinner than they really were. When we asked them to self-classify their own weight, 50% declared having a normal weight. And, well, you know, as when we compare with the reality, only 33% had normal weight, and 50% were overweight, and 60% were obese. This was also true for the children. When we asked for the children, only 60%, they saw that 41% had normal weight, when in reality only 29% was a normal weight. We have not obesity in our sample. They were all, most of them were full-time employees. They have an income lower than 10,000. Usually they eat together most days of the week, but their consumption of fruits and vegetables were low. The all participants were foreign-born and with less than 10 years living in the United States. In general, their ability with English was low, and 25 of the participants were from a native community from Guatemala. So their ability with reading Spanish was average. The results, regarding the first objective, to increase knowledge, we have an incremental increase of 20%. Our second goal, increase knowledge about healthy living, we had an incremental increase of 50%. And learning how to identify if a child is at risk, we have an increment also of 50%. But regarding the fourth one, is going to be assessed in the thermal evaluation. That was give practical tools and recommendations for the families to maintain a healthy living. Lessons learned. Mainly that the literacy level was lower than expected. As I said before, mainly from the participants from Guatemala, where Spanish were not the first language. Also, the participants who spoke Spanish, who were from Mexico and from Peru, most of them didn't have a high school diploma, and half of them, they didn't even have an elementary, they didn't complete elementary education. So we have problem with that. We have to have more graphics in order to explain the information. Also, the participants prefer a combination between parental guide workbook with activities rather than a parental guide itself. Since they have problems like reading Spanish, for them it was better to have someone who they can ask questions and more like interactive than more than just a book. Also, the parental guide contains information about children between age 2 and 18. So the participants disclosed that they would like to have more information for children below 2 and also for adults. You know, they wanted to have more information for them, like more menu samples or BMI calculation for grown-ups and things like that. Well, the limitations, the main limitation was that this is a pilot program, so that is not generalizable. And the resources, this is a self-funded project, and the need to customize was considerable. So that was the main limitation. And the conclusions, parents can influence either negative or positive children behavior. That's why focusing on parental education is important, because it will increase the knowledge and that will improve health outcomes. Also, I think that this program is important because in Mississippi, the largest immigrant population is Hispanic. This community is ethnically diverse and overall younger than other populations, with a large proportion of children and a significant number of individuals with low socioeconomic status and education. And even though there are a number of programs focused on obesity prevention, there are few centered in the Hispanic population in Mississippi.
Thank you to the panel, to all our presenters. Thank you very much. We will now open it up for questions. And this is also an opportunity that if the panelists have questions for each other, please feel free to interact and share any thoughts that you did not get to share. Yes, sir.